It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey everybody, happy Friday. It is Joe Costello back with you, WFO, another happy hour. That's right, the return of happy hour. Everybody complained so viciously about the happy hour show, like what's up with happy hour and how will I know it's not the end of the week and what do I need to do? And so we have acquiesced here on WFO Radio. And this very special happy hour edition is also what some would call a hurricane party, not to make it light of the hurricane that is coming at us. But the bottom line is we will be monitoring the path of the hurricane as it draws ever nearer to sunny South Florida where I reside. And we got Jason Logan going to be on, and we've got Courtney Enders going to be on, and we've got maybe a special guest or two. Who knows? Maybe one of the viewers will jump on with us. But it is the end of the week. It is happy hour. We're going to have fun. Now, what have I done all day? Well, I started the day reading the John Force Racing news, and we'll get into all of that. Those of you on Facebook and Twitter, those of you on YouTube, subscribe, click the bell, all of that. Twitch, we've got listeners on Twitch now. We're building the Twitch audience. But today, I had plans early in the week to do, you know, a bunch of different stuff. And instead, it all went out the window today, going around and gathering gasoline and propane and making sure that generators run and all of that. And that was today. And so we're having a hurricane party here on WFO Radio. But you guys are all welcome to join. I have my beverage. Jason and Courtney are going to be a little late. We've got a special guest. I'm drinking just a little Tito's and soda. And drinking alone at the moment. But that is okay, because we're bringing happy hour back. And I do want to get into this whole John Force Racing news, because I think it is vital and important that we all understand exactly where the 16-time champ is with his team, with Brittany and Austin and everybody involved. I think it is very important, Robert Height, etc. Before we do that, though, I want to say what's up to everybody out there, like Jeff in Illinois. Man, you are a Chamber of Commerce dude right there. We got to get the mayor of Millstadt, Illinois, on to let him know that Jeff is like their best guy out there doing outreach to the WFO universe. And Dale, yes, I worked all week last week because of no happy hour. I'm sorry. Yeah. Blow it off, man. Blow it off. Forget it. The band is back together. You guys click together. We do. We do. And Mike Heiner is there. Maybe Heiner will jump on a little bit, but only if you got a beverage, Mike. Once everybody's on here and things are getting cray, then you are welcome to jump on. Just I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link. Now, before, Jason Logan is getting ready. Everybody's getting ready. It's going to be great. But I do want to tell you about the people who make it all possible, because without these people, literally, I will be working in the lumberyard like Danny Noonan, talking about Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Yeah, 40 years of Caddyshack. I know Jason Logan knows some Caddyshack references. Could probably do the whole movie. But rodakscoffeeandgrills.com, hot sauces and spice rubs and everything good, barbecues. If you're down in Fort Worth, Texas, go buy like a $15,000 outdoor kitchen from Marvin, and that'll solidify the WFO Radio sponsorship for the next decade or so. Rodakscoffeeandgrills.com, 817-924-6821. Also, Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, totalseal.com. If you've got an engine project, call them first. This is what I want to do. It's going to be boosted. We're building a twin turbocharge, a quad turbocharge six-cylinder. They will help you figure it all out. And we're doing the Total Seal podcast, Hidden Horsepower, the most recent edition, Ed Pink. Yes, Ed Pink, the old master. I was talking to Reinhardt about that Camaro engine the other day, and Ford gave Ed Pink one of the first ones. We did not talk to him about that, but we talked to him about a whole bunch of other stuff, including the fact that his uncle owns Pink Hot Dogs in Los Angeles, the place that everybody goes. Check it out. Hidden Horsepower, Total Seal, TotalSeal.com. Piston rings. They can find horsepower. You can find horsepower with better piston rings. Also, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. They were just out in Bandimere. Classes out in Bandimere. And if you want to drive one of these cars, this is the best way to do it, because you show up with nothing. You just like show up with just a bad attitude and you walk out of there driving a dragster. Pretty cool. FrankHawley.com. And finally, samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. They've got great things going on. We do a podcast for them as well. But we'll mention some sponsors, but I got to get this guy on. Look at this. Jason Logan is doing something. He's there. I saw him. I caught him in action. He's preparing a beverage. What are you doing, sir? What are you doing?
Joe, yeah. I am preparing a beverage. My Wi-Fi is terrible. I don't know what's going on with Spectrum.
You're not the only one, man. You're not the only one. Tim Wilkerson had Wi-Fi problems this week.
Yeah, it's like a national thing. Number one, my Wi-Fi is terrible. Number two, upstairs where I normally broadcast from, Joe, it is 1,000 degrees because my air conditioning went out this morning.
Right before the hurricane? Oh, my gosh. That is the Florida nightmare.
Before my show this afternoon, I said to my wife, and we were trying to troubleshoot it, like, you know, like I know what I'm doing. And I said to her, I go, listen, babe, you're going to have to maybe call somebody. It's just, why do I have to do everything?
Yeah.
So, and she sounds exactly like that, by the way. And she called like 9 places, and we finally got somebody that's coming tonight to check it out. So.
And you got to pay the the $300 extra. Well, it's still.
It's going to be. But I said, I go, look, like one person's like, yeah, we can't get there until Tuesday. I said, look, there's a hurricane coming. And whether or not it hits us or not, no one's going to be out doing anything. So you better, we better get this thing on lockdown. Because I already went and looked at hotel rooms for the night. I was like, we're going to get, there it is. It's coming.
Hurricane party.
Like, we're going to stay at a
This is a hurricane
What's the
party.
Name of this thing? Isla Ease?
La Isla Bonita. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had people, I'm usually very good at the multicultural names and endorse and appreciate. This one is a little over the top. They went very Elon Musk with this one. It's like Q.4-6. I don't know what it is. We'll work on it a little bit later. I think they're a little too much. But yes, we're doing Hurricane Party, Jason Logan, but you've just kind of brought the whole show to a screeching halt. I can't think of things worse than not having air conditioning, period, let alone a hurricane coming.
Yeah, I was just like, we got to fix this. And my wife's like, she goes, are you going to talk to Joe Costello upstairs? And I go, possibly. And she goes, no, you can come downstairs. She goes, I'm not going back up there. She goes, we have our offices and everything up there. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, just I'll be quiet. And I'm like, you can talk as long as you want. It's Joe Costello. He doesn't care.
I love how I'm always referred to by my first and last name. I think that's great. And you do that all the time. It's great. I like hearing my first and last name all the time.
I do it. I have so many Joes in my life. I got Joe Moldahill. I got Joey Fatone. I got Joe Janelle. I got a ton of Joes, and they're all first and last name.
That's good. That's good. I like it. It's a brand. You're branding us.
Listen, if I was walking up to Clay Milliken, I'd go, hey, Clay Milliken, what's up? I will speak of, you know, I say everybody's name, John Forrest.
Now, the best ever.
Everyone.
The best ever example of this is, and if you're on Facebook, you know, feel free to comment. But, you know, back in our NHRA days, we used to do this wonderful thing. Way back then. We used to do this wonderful thing in Vegas when we would go on the high roller. And after Sunday, and it was like a mini tradition that we started pretty recently, like last year in the spring, and we carried it for like, I think we did it twice. But it was great.
I think we did it in the fall, and then we've done 3 of these, Joe.
I thought it was two, but it doesn't matter. And the most recent time, we had a special guest. Like, there's a celebrity guest that gets to come along each time that is selected by randomness. And in this case, it was Joe Amato. And so Joe Amato is on the high roller with Jason and myself and Amanda and just a whole squad of people. And we had a great time. This is a thing that we do, you know, to blow off steam after it's all over. But just like a moment ago, Jason cannot refer to this man as anything other than
Joe Amato.
Hey, Joe Amato. What are you doing, Joe Amato? Where's Joe Amato?
Where'd Joe Amato go? Yeah, but you remember, though, before we even got there, we like rallied up at one of the restaurants right there, and Joe Amato's wife got us all hammered right out the gate.
Yes, she was a pusher.
Shots.
Pusher. It was good.
I don't know her name, but that's Joe Amato's wife.
Yes, Mrs. Amato. But it was a good time, and another Joe, first and last name. So let's see what people are saying out there. Let's see what people are saying. Let's see. Costello is much easier to say than the hurricane's name. Yeah, I try real hard. This one, I don't know it. I can't get it. His air works. Dale, screw you, man.
Dale, I'll come. I might come.
That's not. Yeah, we're coming to your house. Logan can come to Tampa. I have room and no hurricane, says Dale. You going to go over there?
I might. Look, I'm a man without air conditioning, and that is a problem for me, Joe. Look, I'm a bigger guy.
Yeah, you're schwitz.
By the way,
you're schwitzing.
I'm going to talk to you about what I've been doing this week. Are you ready for this?
I am.
So on our show, What Does Joey Know, starring hosted by Jason Logan, starring Joey Fatone, as I name drop, we decided we needed to have a fitness challenge. It's Joey's fitness challenge.
Yeah.
And
why didn't you send
Monday,
me photographs? Why did you not send me photographs of you trying to do yoga?
Oh,
you could have. It's not too late, but you could have.
Joe Costello. I almost called him Joe Amato. I'm gonna send you stuff.
Email
and
not text.
I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
So
I saw you trying to do yoga. It was good. I would do yoga if I could.
Joe Costello, this is the first time I've ever done it. But so, anyways, on Monday we went and subject empty. You're gonna get an empty subject. On Monday we went to get measured by, somebody who knows how to do that. So like biometrics and all that stuff. And so we did that on Monday. And then on Tuesday I started walking my dog like 1.7 miles.
Okay.
And, I was like, all right, I'm in. So let's start moving. I haven't moved during this coronavirus. At the beginning of the year, I said, hey, I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 this year. I need to stop drinking. I need to stop eating out on the road. I mean, all that stuff. I would start being healthy. And I was like, because, 49, I'm 50, half century mark. I'm probably not going to make it past 75. Let's be honest, the lifestyle I've lived. And so I've been going at it, man. I walk my dog 1.7 miles every day. Yes, or when we did yoga, which I just sent you the video.
Yes.
I walked my dog. Then I mowed my grass for 45 minutes. My BPM on mowing the grass, because the hurricane's coming. I was like, this grass needs to be mowed. 45 minutes. My BPM was almost 156 BPM, my heart rate. I was like, oh, this is too hot.
Yeah.
It was bad. Then I did yoga that night. Oh, my God. I took like 3 showers. It was insane.
Okay, so.
I'm getting healthier, Joe. And this is the first cocktail I've had all week. Which is good.
I love it. Okay, so let me give a rapid fire response. We got drag racing stuff to talk about. There's been a couple of races since we last did a happy hour show. Courtney's going to be on. We have a special guest at some point, maybe, which is supposedly a big surprise for you and Court if she gets on the show. But it's the last time we were doing. I was heading down south to see Courtney and Amanda. That was it, the final one. I had thrown my hands in the air.
Right.
But now we're back. The audience has requested this. So rapid fire. Mowing your lawn before a hurricane is just dumb. Sorry, because the hurricane is going to throw all kinds of debris into the yard. It's going to look terrible anyway. You should wait till after. That's what I've elected to do.
I was in Florida. The grass grows, right? It rains at night.
Yeah.
And
week.
In the day, I was 9 days between mows, Joe. So I had to.
I got you.
I had to mow it.
Yeah. Couldn't wait till Monday. No. I get what you're saying, though. The grass mows grows very, very rapidly. My friend George Rodriguez, like one of my radio mentors, 55 years old, great shape, pull ups, push ups, no body fat. Goes roller skating is one of his things. He's like one of those guys, like roll bounce, can do the whole shuffle and everything. Did everything. 55 years old, sitting there eating a salad with his daughter. Ah! Dropped dead. So what does that tell you?
You never know, Joe.
You don't know.
You never know.
You never know.
But Joe, I got to get a little healthier, all right?
I agree. The big ball on the front of you is not, it's not, can't be good. Can't be good.
No, and you were trying at the beginning of the year. You were like, hey, Jason, we're going to eat healthy this season. Let's start, got to move around. I mean, listen, I got some weight to lose here. Look at my fat face.
Why don't you do the keto like I did? It had great success. You like bread too much. I know. It's a challenge.
What I like, Joe, is drinking too much.
Well, that's a tough deal. You got to have straight.
That's the problem.
You got to have straight alcohol. You got to go straight to it.
So tonight I'm drinking the Brandon Bernstein, which is vodka.
How apropos.
Pellegrino.
Yes.
Yeah, vodka, Pellegrino, and a lemon.
Really? The Brandon Bernstein. Interesting. Let's see. Derek says, connection is better. Brought my wife to the dock. Moved 330 feet. Man, what a difference. I don't know what that means. I don't have it figured out. But look, Look, we got Courtney is getting ready to jump on here, and his air works. Everybody is kind of rubbing it into you that your air conditioner doesn't work. And people don't realize that it's that's a horrible thing to do and say to someone in Florida. I have an old air conditioner. I put it in when I moved into the house in like 2003. It's 2020. And so that's about, what would you call it? It's between $5,000 and $7,000 that I don't want to do. And so here's what happens is every once in a while, it just stops blowing cold. I call the guys out, and they give me the pitch. They're like, oh, yeah, this thing is super old. It's running a couple of amps high. You should definitely replace it. In this case, it's a capacitor. We're going to fix the flux capacitor, blah, blah, blah. It cost me $400. It's been like 6 years that's been happening, and I'm still good. It just when it kicks, it's like in a tough situation. I was yelling at Tim Wilkerson this week for being like the dad in A Christmas Story down there fighting the furnace. But that's what we're like fighting our air conditioners. Like, you got to make this thing work. But all right, look who's joining us. Look who's here.
Hello.
Welcome back, Courtney Enders.
Hi.
Paising Miss Enders. Look at you. I've got something pink, too.
I would have been here 5 minutes ago, but I had to get a drink.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yes, Jason.
So did you see Angie Smith's little post? She had that box of peanuts and she was moving it around talking about Christmas Story. Did you see that?
I didn't.
What's in the box?
Yeah, she says, what's in the box? And I sent, speaking of Christmas Story, a gift of the leg lamp. I was like, that's in the box. It's a major award.
Yeah, Fragile. A major award.
It's Italian.
It's a me fragile. Exactly.
What have y'all been talking about?
Jason's air conditioning is broken. And that's why he's not in his normal situation. Yes.
It's 102 today here.
It's 97 here and about 100,000 degrees humidity or percent humidity.
Feels like 140.
What's with your technical setup today, Jason? You don't have any kind of...
It's because upstairs, it's like 1,000 degrees. And I just said, I'm coming downstairs. My wife goes, you're not going to do that Joe Costello podcast. That little...
The Joe Costello podcast.
Yeah, it is. Return, guys. Welcome back. The return of happy hour. You're back. Yay! We're back. And you know how people... I know we're talking about Jason's AC. But do you know how pissed everybody was that the show went off the air, that I canceled happy hour?
I told you.
You were right. I got genuine hate mail. People were like, bring it back. It's the end of the week. How will we know? What will we do? We'll show up at our workplace if we don't have happy hour on Friday to know that it's the weekend. And so here it is. We're back. And they're all sharing and starting watch parties. That's right.
I need to share this on my page.
You should. You should start a watch party.
Well, y'all don't even know my day into getting to this point. I literally just skirted into this seat 18 minutes late.
I'm liking the hair. That's fine. The last time I saw you, you were down in South Beach in this fantastic mansion type house. It was a great time.
Yes.
And then you went off and you did a couple of drag races. One, or did you do both? Or you were there for both, right?
No, I went to Indy 1 and then I went to PDRA.
You went to PDRA. Mm-hmm. All right. So you've been all over the drag race world. And Jason, you've been busy being a Joey Fatone host. So you guys have both
Look, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the yoga.
Oh, I got a video.
Oh, my God. Courtney, I sent you that video. Joey, I sent the video to Joe Costello as well.
It didn't come yet through yet, though. I think it must be a long video or something. No, double check,
man. I'm going to share this.
Were you on that,
sure,
Courtney?
Now. No, I was not because I have ridiculous hours, and I was tied up to about 8:30 last night.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So before we get into, I want to know about what you just did because you were at a shoot and you're doing work and you're a working girl and all that stuff. But I do want to mention to everybody that John Force Racing issued a statement, their first statement today. It is on NHRA.com. Yes. I can paraphrase it. I don't want to read the whole thing, but you should. And I want to paraphrase it. And John has basically said that they ran the numbers. They thought about it. They did the whole deal. They gamed it out. And for them to run this year, they do not believe that they will be able to give their sponsors what their sponsors expect for the money. And to them, they would, if gaming it all out, are choosing to not do it. And that's basically it, the John Forrest Racing stance. I've spoken with John, and John has said that after he gets through this period, he's down for the happy hour show, and he's going to come on here, and we'll talk about it. But
Jason, we're no longer the coolest guests on the Happy Hour show.
No, that's not true.
Let's be honest.
That's not true.
Courtney, we are the coolest guests.
You are.
Of course, just one more championship than we have. That's all.
Yes.
Just one.
Just exactly. But anyway, so there you go. Everybody got their answer from John Force Racing as to what and why, and now there can be calm in the world.
Well, let's be honest. Well, never mind. Listen.
You were about to attack John Force, is what you were about to do.
No. I was about to attack people who don't understand what goes on with all of this. They just want to see John Force out there. But there's a business side to this, and he's doing right by what he has to do.
The comments are hateful on an answer.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, look, it's not, John Force is running a business. If you can't be profitable and do the business and do right by people that are giving you money, then yes. I've just stopped. I've stopped yelling at people for wearing masks or not wearing masks, and
You need to ramp up the yelling at people for not wearing masks in any way. So tell me about the comments, Courtney. I don't ever look at the comments on the web because we already know that.
I like to know what people are feeling. I like to know the vibe of like how it was received. Like a lot of what I do is create a deliverable at the end of the day, bottom line. And I like to see how things are received. It's almost like media manipulation-ish.
The most angry people, though, the most motivated to be angry. Like, that's who posts a comment on a story. So, but break it down. Like, what do you think is...
People were saying, like, you're doing this for the fans, not for the money. What are you thinking? You're not thinking of the people who've supported you, which he really is, because let's be real, you know, don't know this guy from Adam sitting in the grandstands. Yeah, he's paid money in, but you've got to please the people who are doing lots of zeros. On your checks,
right.
But it was just a general understanding of what about us, the fans? Like, what about us?
So. Right. Well,
he could have easily closed doors and said, you know what, my kids are healthy, my family's fine, I've made all the money I wanted in the world. Guess what? I'm done.
Yeah, because what else can he really do?
Nothing.
I mean, he's going to be back next year. It's okay, people, take a breather.
I'm sorry.
And by the way, what is?
Go ahead.
You missed him. You didn't see him on TV on the Fox show. Sorry.
Yeah.
I am okay.
I am. All right, guys, listen, I wanted this one to be special. And so I brought on a special guest, and I'm going to bring him on now just to blow it up.
If it's John Force, forget
it's
it.
Not John Force. It's not John Force. It's not John Force. It's not John Force.
Can you imagine?
What's up?
That's right.
Brandon Bernstein.
That's right. That's how we come back.
Sheridan and Pomona?
That's how we come back on Happy
Hour. This is the group that
Brandon
sits there.
Bernstein.
He has hair.
Brandon Bernstein right now. I'm drinking the Brandon Bernstein right now.
I'm on a lake.
Wow. Not quite
a dream.
I'm having a cocktail. What could be more better than this?
Well, now you're hanging out with us, and that is exactly what's better than that.
I love Brandon Bernstein.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I know everybody.
I got three of my favorite peeps.
Now, where are you?
Brandon, what's with the hair?
I like it.
Why do you have hair?
Don't attack his hair. I like it.
Well, see, here's the deal. So, you know, we obviously have been quarantined forever. And so I just decided that, you know, it wasn't worth me shaving every morning to just get up and do nothing. So I just let it go, honestly. I mean, I was just like, okay, well, just going to see if it's going to grow and grow and grow. And sure enough, it did. So then I was like, all right, screw it. I'm just going to keep it.
Let me ask you this. Will the frosted tips come back?
Yes, you have
yeah,
to do.
See, that is a good question. I've had that
could
question
you, could you be frosted tips Brandon Bernstein for Halloween? Could you at least
now
give
see,
us that?
Yeah.
Could
see,
you just throw
that
back yourself?
That's a that's definitely a possibility. I might even bring
can
back
you
the
imagine
red pants.
Oh yeah, dude! You need to be the Bud King.
The
Jr.
red
out
Bud
there
pants. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
That
please
that
do
would be a classic. Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you do that, you can come stage Erica's car.
Oh, even better! That would be badass.
Wow, that's a,
you
that's
think,
a treat.
You think Richard would actually let me do that? I don't know. That's
yes.
Richard's.
Are you kidding? Richard know loves the show. Richard wants the show.
That would be cool.
Although I've he's well, let me stage Erica.
Well, why don't we do if Richard loves the show, why don't we have the whole when Prince Ali it comes in Aladdin, Prince Ali fabulous, and we bring elephants and dancing girls and the whole thing out. What are we talking about?
I mean, Brandon throwbacking himself would be free. That is not free. Richard is all about a chip.
By the way, the best part of my whole year is going to Carducci to get my tux at Pomona 2. We've talked about this show. And Brandon has the Frosted Tip Budweiser hero card sitting up in Carducci's place. And it's the best. Yeah. I look at it and I go, God, he's glorious.
My favorite's when you go into a random bar just anywhere and they don't know anything about drag racing and they have the Dragster Bud King neon. And I'm like, if all these people only knew.
Yeah.
That thing's classic. Yeah, that one's a nice one.
It really is. Like that's the thing. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It is
crazy. And that stuff's still up everywhere too. That's what's really crazy. I mean,
it's iconic.
Even the old Dale Jr. stuff and I mean everything from the Bud days. I mean, it's all still up in bars everywhere. And I'm just like, that's really crazy to see still, you know, even a rookie year stuff where I was like I think it was Ready to Run was the tagline and I had my finger pointed out for some reason. What the hell was that all about? I'm like pointing my finger. Yeah, cool. You know? Oh, geez.
My favorite Brandon is I love Brandon Bernstein. He was sponsored by Copart and we would have to go Team Bella Yellow, Team Geico, Team Powerade, Team whatever we were, would have to go out and film Copart commercials with Brandon Bernstein in the parking lot. We'd find
those
these zookies.
Awesome.
And Brandon, and we'd go out there and we didn't know. We were like, oh, there's Brandon Bernstein. Ah, that's cool. He's, you know, dad's kidney birthday. Okay, whatever. That's all we knew of Brandon. But man, we just.
Brandon, I'm with you there.
We killed it though. Those were so much fun.
We were so stupid. We were jumping in the back of dilapidated pickups and stuff. We're like, hey, give this car to Copart and you'll get money for your car. This is a POS.
We'll buy your car.
We'll buy your hunk of it.
It was the best.
It was so funny, dude. It was awesome.
The Copart deal wasn't bad. It was cool.
Copart deal was awesome.
This is also
a great company.
This is also a hurricane party, just so you know. Like Jason, this is Jason, and I'm by Miami, a little north of that. Jason is right in the middle. And we're getting ready. Okay. It's not going to be bad at all. We're going to be fine. It's a nice drill for later on in the year.
Where's Puerto Rico? Go back. My mom's on a boat in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, she is.
Your mom has been posting stuff.
I don't follow.
Yeah,
Puerto Rico.
It already went through.
Yeah, I don't follow.
Courtney, it already went through that area.
I know you don't. That's what's so funny.
That is what's so funny. Yeah, Courtney, your mother's okay. Your mom's okay. She had a pair of socks on, and she went through a swell, and a squall came through, and she realized that when the boat lifts a certain distance and you're wearing socks, you will slide across the entire boat. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Like I said,
she's okay, though.
I don't follow.
Yeah, she's become a lawyer.
Brandon on his horse ranch.
Yeah, where are you? Brandon's in the Great Northwest, right? You're in Seattle area?
Yeah,
you're...
so I'm on Lake Taps. I'm at my really great, great buddy up here that lives here and everything, Kevin Benson and Jen and the girls, my really good buddy, Russ Tom, his daughters that are actually grown now and everything, but I'm up here. I always come up here every year, obviously, for the race, and so you know, when we weren't having the race, it's a yearly thing and it always comes right around my birthday and everything. And so we always celebrate my birthday. And it was just like, man, I got to still go. I mean, it's
when's
yearly.
Your birthday?
When's that?
It's on Sunday.
Okay, good. Sunday. Okay. I'm your best friend. Don't forget, but I didn't know your birthday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's what Facebook is for.
Exactly.
Facebook tells you.
So, so I've been up here since Monday and actually Tracy and the kids came up just yesterday. So everybody's here now. So it's going to be a fun weekend. It's the first time that the kids have been with me on my birthday. So it's going to be really cool.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. We got the whole country covered. You know, courts in Texas. Jason and I got Florida. Brandon's there in the Northwest. Brandon's like, yeah,
have it covered.
I'm going to be ready for happy hour right around 1 o'clock out there. It's like, perfect. Start the weekend early.
He's not afraid, Joe. Good. He's not afraid.
No, I agree.
You guys know me.
No, he just made the switch from morning cocktail to afternoon cocktail.
Yes. Right. And what is the cocktail, Brandon? Yeah. Did you say that? I missed that. What was it?
I'm drinking a High Noon right now. So that's my new favorite right now. It's just vodka and soda water with, you know, the fruit juice, all natural fruit juices. So,
got it.
Jason, Are you alarmed he's not drinking the Brandon Special?
Yeah, no, I haven't started on those yet, but I am. I start those,
later in the day.
Yeah, yeah. So
but
I drink these.
That's the key.
I stay with the vodka. Key. Yeah, you got to stay with the vodka.
I'm definitely drinking the Brandon Special. I got the Brandon Special today. I'm trying to lose some weight, Brandon. You saw me do some yoga yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. That was cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good pose. Yeah.
I'm going to be as hot as Courtney soon. Don't worry.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
I only worked out one time last week. I had one of the worst weeks. And with food, I had like 3 nights of pizza. It was atrocious, actually.
Courtney, you've been following this.
I have been following it.
I mean, Selena is the only one giving me love on this, Courtney. I mean, you're
yours
just
doesn't
like,
come
stuff.
Through. I mean, I see you if I go in there, but I don't get like an alert when you finish a workout. We have to connect.
You guys are not connected then.
Courtney, I get an alert every time you do something.
What do I have to do here? I don't have
Apple Watch.
Brandon, you were becoming a hairy soul bitch right now. I love it. Dude. Look at him.
No, the hair is good. It's a good thing.
Well, I think you look younger.
Thank you, Court. I mean, I've had a few different lady friends have told me that. So, yeah.
You look younger, and I dig. Let me get the little side view. Do you have a little salt and pepper?
I do have some pepper and salt going there. Yeah.
I like that. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Courtney, I got it too. Courtney, hey, I got it too.
it's all
we know,
salt,
when you
no
grew
pepper.
Your beard there, it's crazy.
Yeah, your beard is Santa, you know? Jeez.
Yeah, it is. I'm like Papa Smurf. Joe, the best part is when all of a sudden Courtney sends Brandon and I text the other night. She was heading to the PDRA race. She sends a picture of her cocktail. And it for 20 minutes, it's just like bam, 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 barrage. Oh, yeah. Comment, text. It was awesome.
Yeah, we had a
We're
great
proud of
little,
you, Courtney. You're still working.
Yeah. Courtney is still working. That's great.
Wes Buck just texted me. Let's see what he has to say.
Uh-oh.
Can you do pics of the dragster too? It's outside. Momentarily, Westifer.
I'm busy.
I'll be right on.
I'm working.
That's right. You are promoting the sport. You're doing promotion to a large audience.
Where are you going, Jason? You just walk around
to the bridge because I have to make another drink.
Yes.
I have a real question that I don't know the answer to, and it's in our racing industry, and you cats might know.
All right.
Is factory stock at Indy 2?
Indy 3?
At 3. Sorry, my 2. Indy 3.
No.
No. Okay, I didn't think so. And then somebody told me today all possible classes, but they're not
factory stock.
Because we've got Mountain Motor and Pro Mod. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
I heard they're going to do a nostalgic cackle fest as well.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm not in the end scene of this whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm just making that up.
I hope you
love nostalgic cackle fest.
Now, Brandon, were you out there for any of that with the Pro Mod connection?
I did. Yes, I did that race for free. Yeah. Yeah. But
what was it like? Was it, you know?
It was different. It was very different. Yes. Unfortunate, obviously, what we're going through and everything. But, yeah, it was just different. It just felt weird, you know, obviously with not a lot of fans, and it felt like a big test session, to be honest. Yeah,
exactly what I told them. It didn't have the like race day vibe ever.
No, it didn't have the race day vibe at all. Even
when people were getting handed trophies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really didn't. It was just a weird feeling.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's a bummer, but you know, like for me,
I know. Yeah,
I'm watching at home, and to have drag racing to watch and. It like I got into a groove with it and I felt good.
Yeah,
and so I can only imagine that there are a lot of fans out there that are very happy to have something rather than nothing.
Oh, I'm sure there are, definitely. And then don't get me wrong, it was great to, you know, be back, but yeah, it was just different. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. Well, we're gonna see. John Force with a big statement earlier why they're not gonna be racing for the rest of the year. We don't know how many races there's gonna be. That's gonna be a bizarre situation.
Yeah.
Like we just don't know.
I'm nervous that Indy is maybe gonna be where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this before, but we're two races further in. What are the options? And I mean, we've said the asterisk, but what are the options for like
dying, chicken? Dude.
Wait, that's me. That's me. Hold on. It's Jason. It's Jason's video.
No, what are you doing?
I'm
kind of production is this?
That's you, by the way. That is you. I'm trying to get your video of you doing yoga on the air.
Oh my
while
god,
we're
I was
talking.
Gonna say it sounds like an animal is being murdered.
That was you making a sound. So just FYI, I don't know if my computer's got the horsepower to do this and edit and all that stuff.
Hey, look at Alex Laughlin's comment. Put that on the screen.
Stand by.
Producer Joe.
Has two first names. That is all. Jason Logan has two first names. That is all. He is a...
That's what happens.
Yeah.
He's just left this shop, actually. We just finished wrapping his new ProMod car. And you said earlier, what was I doing? That's nice. What we were doing. That was our shoot that we were doing at 360 Wraps. Yes, Jason.
By the way, how many vehicles does that guy have, like, that he races?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
I know, but I just I keep seeing, oh, I'm going to go do the Baja 1000. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what? What car is this guy got?
Yeah, he's got like pit bikes. He's got the side-by-side, the Can-Am. He's got the new Pro Mod, which he bought from Mick Snyder here. He's got the Pro Stalker. He just traded us one of his radial cars for that Pro Mod car. And then he's got the blue Corvette.
So he must like cars.
I wish I was young, handsome, and rich.
So does he.
Good call, buddy.
He's got a lot going on for himself.
He says he's not rich.
Right, I got it, because he's got all the cars.
Rich is a relative term.
Yeah.
Rich is a relative term.
It's all wrapped up.
It is. Like, you know, depends on who you're hanging out with, how rich you are.
That's very, very true.
That Good is. Call. I've had guys with a lot of money, you know, compared to me, tell me that they were poor because they're hanging out with the wrong people. It's like, you need to hang out with poorer people and you'll feel great. Oh, here he is. He's still in on the mix.
Carry
he
on.
Wasn't about me.
Carry on.
We made it about you. Yeah. But you know what, Joe? That's the thing I miss about this whole thing and not being out there. He's going to Courtney and Erica's pitch and Alex's pitch and seeing all those guys and just talking to him for 5-10 minutes. Hey, that's cool. They go finding Brandon, you know, over at Allenabi, you know, with Khaled's crew and all those guys. It's like, dude, come on. Why can't these? I miss hanging with these guys and just being people that over the past 10, 12 years have become family. That's
y'all are 80% of my entire social life is on the road.
look at Brandon's spot, man. He's got a good thing going on. Like, turn that thing horizontal, Brandon. Like, give us the landscape. It'll look at that, man. The boats and the lake, and that thing is spectacular.
Is that better?
Yeah.
$1,000 boat there.
$75,000 boat there.
Is that? Right, is that Mount Rainier right there? You guys can't see my mouse up there, but it's Wow.
Yeah.
That's freaking gorgeous.
Oh, Allie Bland's on here.
Thank you, Allie. I am a national treasure, and I should be treasured.
Yes.
Hi, Brittany.
Brittany's on. Allie
you
Bland
are a treasure,
is on.
Jason.
Hello, Allie. How are you?
I have a funny story. I have an in-the-mix funny story. So Luke Fath, who works for Coletta, and we all on the show know Luke. If you don't know Luke, you would know him. Yeah. If you saw him, you've seen him. So we have this thing where, you know, like on a game show or whatever, like if you had to, there's memes about it. If you have to FaceTime somebody and if they don't answer, like you're screwed, right? Those little things. So I'm that person for him. I have to answer every time he FaceTimes me. So I'm FaceTiming him the other night. We're drinking wine, just talking. And he sees a picture of you, Jason, in my apartment that I have. And he's like, is that a picture of Jason Logan? And I'm like, yeah, it's from the banquet. It's a great photo. He's like, where's my picture? And it became a whole thing of how I don't have a picture of Luke in my house.
Listen, Luke, why are you always going to be after me like that? I have a picture in her house. That's the way it goes. End of story. Stop it. But by the way, Courtney,
jealousy, the petty jealousy.
Where's Luke's picture? I know you possibly put a picture in his house.
It's in a bulletin board. It's like on a bulletin board of like my favorite like racetrack moments. I do have it. It's just not framed in my house. But it will be in my new house, because guess what, guys? I bought a house last week.
Oh, you did it. It's done. It's over. You got it. You scored it.
I scored it.
Well, we're in
closing stuff, and I've seen 3 emails come through of documents that I have to do. So we're in that contingent part to see if I actually have as much money as I said I did.
Is this the one that you were showing me down at the... Wow. That's
my
that's
favorite
great.
One.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm come on over. I close on August 24th.
Big girl.
So if we come to Dallas.
Yeah, you are. You're a big girl now. All grown up.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm poor
all
now.
All grown up and you're all
yeah,
grown
we're
going to
party in that bitch.
I am poor now. I need all of the housewarming gifts possible. Jimmy Green. Oh, my gosh. Blast in the past.
Worry.
I used to go to church with him.
Plenty of booze we'll bring.
Yes. Can you be my vodka sponsor for like 6 months? Nobody said yes.
No,
cool, guys,
I guarantee I can.
I'm just kidding.
With a registry.
I said sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you froze up.
The registry for vodka, it will be like, what do you want as a housewarming gift? The vodka, vodka, and more vodka.
It'll just say, you know.
Sponsored by Tito's.
You know.
Cash or Tito's.
Cash or Tito's. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's big. So now you got equity. You're doing the grown-up
Tito's
thing.
Tito's it is.
Yeah.
Are you drinking Pink Whitney?
I am drinking Tito's and club soda with a little splash of pink lemonade.
I like it.
Nice.
There it is.
This is very hot here today. This is well I needed done. Some refreshment.
It's refreshing.
Brandon, do you know that Jason Logan's air conditioning is not working? Do you know that?
Oh no! I yeah.
Upstairs, Brandon. I come in tonight.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
That's where I sleep. That's where I make the magic, Brandon. And
hot air rises.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, I need the air conditioning.
That's not good.
Listen, when you make it halfway up my stairs, it smells like a middle school locker room. It is smelly. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
There goes my child.
Yeah, that's
here he comes. He's the one that's
and then that's the
most
worst when you're trying to sleep too.
Oh, there he is.
What's up?
With his River Plate jersey, his Argentina jersey.
No,
what's
no,
up
no,
with
no.
that?
Argentina. That's Derek Donovan.
Argentina.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, oh, God. You guys want to talk soccer? We got to two of the world's most foremost experts on soccer.
We don't want to bore you guys. No, so.
Yeah, okay. I won't lie. I don't care about soccer.
By the way, though, Brandon's Man U made the UA, what's it, UEFA Cup. What's it called?
Champions
League. What's it called? Champions League. Thank you. I'm like, duh. I didn't think of Champions League. My Liverpool won the whole league.
I know you did. Yeah.
But by the way, Brandon and I have a bet. Yeah, we'll bet on stuff. Like he's like, hey, if Liverpool wins, I'll buy you a jersey. If Man U wins, you got to buy me a jersey, dude. Man U is the only team that beats Liverpool this season up until I'm like going, I'm not betting Brandon ever again.
No, Mark Stockseth. No, I've drank wine with Mark before, and no, that is not an even trade, Mark. Switch it. Switch it.
That's funny.
Party at Courtney's house. Oh, geez.
I like
how
you guys are like, listen, we don't want to bore everybody with the soccer talk. But yep. And then you dove right into the soccer talk.
And then you did, and then I was bored.
No, it's a underappreciated sport here in the States.
It just happens that way sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about reaction times.
Yeah, let's talk about reaction times and how important they are.
Yeah, Jason, please dissect drag racing.
Let's
for
I say,
us
let's let Jason dissect.
Jason,
you want me to
do it? We're ready. We're here. Like I'll solo you out.
Listen. I was telling somebody about bracket racing the other day, and I was like, oh my God, geez. Where did this knowledge come from? What am I talking about? I went into like, remember in old school when Will Ferrell had to do the debate? And
the
he,
debate?
And James he's debating James Carville. And it's like, he went into this whole thing. I went, oh God, what is happening? Bracket racing, what?
Oh, that's the best part. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a classic.
Oh, it's so good.
What, old school? Yeah. Old school is one of the greats. Vince Vaughn, one of his best. Yeah. Fantastic. Now, I mentioned...
Go ahead, Joe.
No, you, Courtney. Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of kind of, I did one of the last videos that I did of Erica from the last indie. She was in her car quoting Billy Madison just to herself in her helmet, because that's what she does. and she was acting out the thing. And so we added it in the last part of the video that we did. And I tagged Adam Sandler, and it was so cool. Nothing. I wanted him to like retweet. We didn't get anything.
Hey, Courtney, do you know who was on my show today?
Who?
Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars.
Get me on the show.
I said your name. I said your name today. And I was like, I know somebody who would be awesome on Dancing with the Stars. Courtney Enders. Everybody went.
Who?
Who? But I said your name. Cheryl Burke. She was like, okay, whatever.
She heard my name.
I said your name. Say my name. Say my name.
Alex loves Brandon's laugh because they're almost the same. Y'all are almost laugh twins.
Exactly.
Laugh
and you
twins.
Each have like a bucket of different laughs and they mean different things.
Mm-hmm. That is hysterical.
This is true.
Yeah.
So Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Joe.
No, Dancing with the Stars. I'm thinking like Jason Logan. This guy keeps getting bigger and bigger. It doesn't look like the yoga video is going to make it, Jason, because I just, it's the wrong format. It's the wrong format. You sent the wrong format. But hey, what are we going
to
do?
I just sent it to you. Yeah, I don't know. You can go on my Facebook page and see it.
Okay. Or it's something to see. Everyone watching this, you need to go see it, and you're welcome.
You've given me another.
You're welcome.
You've given
me. The funny part was, I said, hey, if you want to do some yoga with me and join the zone tomorrow night or tonight, you should go on our page. And Randy Lynn's like, ha ha. Randy Lynn's just like, oh, that's hilarious. I can't wait to see that. And sure enough, she saw the post today. She goes, oh my God, you were serious? You actually did it? I'm like, I wasn't joking around. Yoga was awesome.
You have given
I
me.
I love Randy Lynn.
Yeah. Oh, Randy Lynn is one of the best. Let's see.
Girl crush.
Oh, really? So Randy Lynn, last race out, she starts texting me, Courtney, about how the next race, which this may or may not happen, she wants to be a roving reporter for this. And
does she?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go, guys. This is Jason Logan.
That's not the good one. Joe.
No.
That's
which
the
one's
good
the good one?
The one on the bottom.
The one on the bottom. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I know you feel it in your back. Pretend not like that you're pressing those heels.
What are you doing?
I need the one where you are like this.
Yeah.
Oh,
not that
from Chada. I love
that one.
Each side.
That one?
That one.
No rhyme or reason. No.
Okay, here we go.
Numbers,
Jason.
Right or wrong, just do it with your bicycle.
Oh, my Lord. You've got to be kidding.
There we go.
What the?
Look at his belly laughing.
Oh my God.
Look at Joey.
The best guy, Joey. Dude.
Brandon's laugh. I love
it. Oh my God. This is awesome. Oh, you gotta send me this.
My cheeks hurt.
I'm like wrestling with a bear over here. I can't do the bicycle.
On Facebook. You gotta send me this.
Do the bicycle. Look at that.
It's gonna roll all the way home.
You can use it.
Oh,
right?
Oh.
All right, ready? This is the happy baby.
The happy baby.
Yeah, happy baby.
And that's it. There's the video. There it is. There it is. Jason Logan. Oh. Wow, Jason. And you know what? You look healthier. You definitely look a lot healthier.
I'm super healthy.
You are. You've done a great job with this. I think it's excellent that you even care, you know, that you're even trying to be a healthier person.
Done.
Yeah. And because of that, we can drink today.
That's right. That's what I'm drinking today.
There it is. Now I'm gonna have
I just
to
had Panda Express for lunch. I'm a picture of health.
Brandon, I just sent you those videos.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, yes.
All right, more, let's see. Ugh. Drink after yoga, not before. Randy says, way to go, Jason. Big guys matter. I get that joke. Let's see.
Yeah, right.
I've fallen and I can't get up. That's probably the most
exactly
accurate characterization of what it is. Courtney has to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's awesome in Avengers Endgame.
Dude, the people don't even know. Like, I really would be good at that. I used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Ballroom?
Yeah. I can see that.
Really?
Yes. Like, I would win or be so pissed.
So competitive ballroom dancing?
Like, I mean, yes. Not to the full level of what they do, but between what I did and the 15 years of gymnastics, I'm certain.
Wow.
I can do it. Look at Brandon, just low-key vacation flex.
This guy is chilling.
Stop it. Stop
yeah,
it.
With the Courtney, wicker.
Stop it. Stop it. You were vacation flex 2-3 weeks ago in a mansion in South Beach. Don't even start.
I didn't say I hated him for it. Yeah, I just said, look at him.
Yeah, you were.
Right, Brandon? She was killing it down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that that place was spectacular. And
so, Joe, I called you out. I said, you're not going to go. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I see pictures that you were there. Tell me how the night went. What happened? Tell me, give me play-by-play, South Beach, play-by-play on the water. I mean, what happened?
Yep.
I'm going to find the photo.
Yeah, find the photo. You want to send me the photo, I'll put it on the screen. Email.
You tell your story, because that really is how you ended your happy hour, and it was like a cliffhanger. It was like a season-ending cliffhanger.
It was.
It was Who Shot JR?
It really was.
Yeah.
It was. Well, and so everybody gets on the air. And at the time, I was very, I'll admit, I was a little very concerned about the COVID because the South Florida area was starting to inflame. And you all are tracking the numbers. You see what's going on. But it was like weighing all these different competing emotions. I got Amanda and Courtney like, come down. And it's like South Beach. It's fun. And Jason is like, I'll kill you if you don't go. And so I went. And I went down there and it was cool. And I found the house. It's Venetian Causeway, like
amazing,
spectacular real estate. So I pull up in front of like one of these houses and the guy's like, no, man, that one. So I go in. Courtney comes out and gets me and I'm looking at this place. It's fantastic. Like the door was like this 20-foot tall Game of Thrones door.
Heavy.
It was incredible.
Was it like Tony Montana?
Not that big. No, okay. It wasn't the world is yours type mansion. Okay. Like those mansions are a little bit further east.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just the Venetian Causeway. If I'm going to guess, 10, 15 mil, not the like 30 or 40 mil ones, you know.
Whatever.
So it was a little beneath my standard normally, but I went anyway. So
the shower was only as big as my apartment.
The shower was fantastic. The bedroom was fantastic. The closets. So anyway, just kind of went through. Amanda made some great beverages. We went out by the water and just kind of sat on the seawall and watched the sun go down behind the city of Miami. Jet skis
so
going on. It was very cool. And we just sat there and we were just talking and having a great time. There were other people there, which was a little bit odd, you know. There's a whole dynamic with who owns the house and who was there, but we had our own little clique and had a great time. Like Courtney, like, what do you have to add? Because we hung out for like 3 hours and it was great.
I feel like the three of us, we sat there with our feet hanging over the dock, I guess. We were on the own side and we seriously were there for ever. And it felt like you just kept having a cocktail. Not a lot. We just sat there. We weren't even partying or doing anything. And we got really deep for a few minutes.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about drag racing, life, like all the things. There was a dog there. I'm sure we talked to dogs. We did. It was a good chunk of time there.
Hey, the air conditioning guy just pulled up to my house. So if I have to leave, I apologize.
That's fine.
But I'll come back.
That's fine. Yeah, priorities. That's fine. We're already, it's almost 5 o'clock.
Damn right.
But yeah, it was good. It was deep. We had really good conversation. Amanda was great, gracious. She's taking care of everybody. It was a good time. And that was way more than 14 days ago. We survived it. We're still good. Healthy. We have our health after all of that.
Jason. Sorry, our amazing cleaning lady, Christina, just got here.
Oh, really? We met her the other time. That's it.
But no, that was the car buffer. This is the lady who cleans our whole joint.
So many service industry people helping out. You're helping the economy of that area big time. But yeah, it was a good time. And yes, Robert. South
I just sent you some pictures.
Oh, good. Here we go. Yeah, it was good. Like in the end, but I did feel, and we had this conversation, guys, like I was concerned, like did I put myself at risk? You know, and the answer was no. I'm safe.
We did decide we were going to safe and wait the 2 weeks and make sure everybody was in the clear before we like
posted the photos,
put it on the internet.
Because the actual health is much less important than the impression of doing the right thing. That's it.
We did the right thing. And I think that it's courteous. And it's also, if you're a public figure, you need to you know, not set, be a total jackass.
Set a good example. They have not come through yet. But
exactly.
And the place was beautiful, though. So right at the very end, the swimming pool. I didn't go in the swimming pool. We just hung out. But Courtney gave me a tour of the whole place. And so it's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, like the little things, like the light switches are amazing because it's like one little thing, but it does 50 different things, you know, thumbprint, ID, crazy stuff. It was a lot of fun. Drove home, had a great time, and that was like the last time I went out big. So it was good.
Hey, I got to go because my wife just slammed doors in my house.
Whoa. Whoa. The door slamming.
Off of this stupid podcast.
Yeah.
And come deal with the AC guy.
Here, wait. I'm just going to show it then because it won't go through, which I don't know why. But
well, I've seen them.
I know. I don't mean you. I'm talking to the rest of the people watching.
So,
blowing you out.
Stella, thank you.
Come back on.
Brandon Bernstein, I love you so much.
Oh, God.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to get off anyway. I'm going to go ahead to the lake.
There it is. All right.
Courtney, I love you too. I'm sorry.
I love you too. That's all I wanted to say.
There it is. All right, Jason. All right. See you later. Brandon, you're out. Thank you very much for doing this. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you got it.
Good
I
times.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Later, Brandon.
Miss you, Double B.
Brandon Bernstein.
I love you. See
there
you, bud.
He goes. Go on the lake. He's going on the lake. And there it is. And so it is just.
And then there were two.
Yeah. I think. No, let me see that picture again.
Oh, here we go.
Because I haven't seen that photograph. That is a great one. And it didn't come through, but that is great. Look at that. That is awesome. We had such a good time. What a great memory.
We did. And then. That was the view that we had.
Incredible. No, I will remember that. And that's why I went. Like, obviously, for you guys to both be down here. And, oh, man, that was great. We had so much fun.
It was. That's forever, Joe.
Right. Well, we don't get to hang out like that. We don't get to hang out like that enough. Because, the racetrack, it's rip and run. You got to go and go, 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 go. And who knows when that'll happen again. Obviously, it's we're different now. And you guys are down here in the community and in an amazing situation. So went down there, had fun. I appreciated the invite. And you're right. It was a total cliffhanger for the audience out there. And now, a couple weeks later, we got the big return. Brandon Bernstein, Jason Logan, Schwitzing out there having his sweat. And it's great. Let's see. Heiner says, aw.
Michael Heiner.
He's moved by it, of course. Allie, love you too. Aw. What's I-Y-K-Y-A-K?
If you know, you know.
Ah, there it is.
Love Allie Brand.
No, Allie's great. Allie is a hard worker,
too. What's cool about this show, Joe, is you have a very good mixture of the viewers of people that are our friends in the industry and watch because it's almost like they're hanging out with us. And then you have the people that follow you and what you do, and you have the like diehard drag racing fans, and it's kind of always the same chunk with a few extras, and I like the eclectic mix you bring.
Eclectic mix, that's a very good word, and I like it. It's the goal for the whole deal, and even on the return here, and if Force comes on, that'll be great at some point, but the goal for the whole deal is to be slightly beneath the surface of the drag racing community. Like, if you're a fan and you're searching for more, you're going to find more here. Because, like, think of all the storylines that you by yourself, Courtney, broke about things that were about to happen here.
That's true.
For people who pay attention. There are stories that go out and, you know, you write a headline and you put it out there like this is going to happen. And maybe it's true or maybe it's not true. But when you do that, maybe you lose some trust from some people who told you the information. In this case, just casual conversation. If you're paying attention, you will learn a lot. So let's talk about that next race before we get out of here, because it's been about an hour. We've had a good time. Pro Stock was added to Indy 3. Thank goodness.
Yes, and they really fought for it, you know, and this is the behind-the-scenes stuff that I wish we could put out there, too. KB Elite are obviously the two big players in the game, and when they work together and come together, this is what happens, because that's what happened here. They had a conversation together, you know, Richard, what do you think about this? What are we doing here? Rallies the troops and makes a statement. And we didn't think it was going to happen at first. But the real thing is, we don't have the show, right? We don't have all the fillers that we had.
Why wouldn't?
If we're racing, why wouldn't we? It seems silly to limit a limited schedule to begin with when we don't even know what we're going to get. So let's just bring them all in, you know? So I think that was tough to argue.
Well, and it's good that they I don't want to make it seem like they were against it, because I don't know. That's something that I just am not familiar.
I don't think they were necessarily against it. I think that they just wanted to stick to, you know, as much of a plan as they could. And we weren't supposed to go there. But
we just don't know what's 3 weeks out. So if we have an opportunity to get another pro stock race in, we should do it. So yep. that if the season were to end unceremoniously at some point, we will have a representative sample of races. And we got to do it. I'm glad they're doing it and get as many in as possible. I know everybody wants to race. Of course, numbers are
going
up.
Just for the TV show, too, you know, when there's not a lot of stuff going on, why wouldn't we exploit everything that we are?
It's not the same without Pro Stock. It's not the same show. And, you know, I'm getting this weird opportunity to sit home and watch on NHRA.TV and on Fox.
Right.
And just take in the whole thing, like evaluate it. And it's not the same show. The Nitro cars, I love them. They're great. It's part of NHRA drag racing. But imagine if you took Bob Glidden out of the mix all those years ago. It's just not the same sport without Pro Stock. You've got to have Pro Stock. The clutches, the shifting, the
different brand of gearhead that likes it.
It's right. That's right. And it's just missing something. And so to not have Pro Stock is not cool. Glad they are back. But now you guys are not in first place anymore.
We are not in first place anymore. So, and what's funny is we were just talking about this morning. Somebody, one of the media companies, posted some article that he wrote himself about KB Elite being behind the mark for the season on KB. And it's like,
yeah,
we almost forget where the season started. You know, we've been to Pomona, we've been to Phoenix, we've been to Orlando, and we've been to non-Indy Indy. And, a lot, this is kind of what we talked about before, where the beginning pre-COVID almost gets lost into its own niche of non-existent because everybody, it's like summer vacation, everybody's memories were washed away.
Right.
And it's almost like we only have that one. So we won everything pre-COVID and then we're behind, we runner up in semifinal.
Where was it?
And the perception is that we're behind, but it's crazy.
Who wrote that article? I remember seeing the headline.
Well, he's blocked me, and I blocked him, so we don't see it. Warren Rodriguez.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he doesn't care for me very much.
No, I... Whatever. He's a Facebook person. But I remember seeing...
I remember seeing
that. Right, it's not like a media person. It's just like a Facebook person.
But even if it were swapped, like if they won the first three and we won the fourth, and they had said we were... Like, I still would have had the feeling of, that's not right. That's a wrong perception of what's happened. I think it's a dead heat. Like we are, it's KB Elite all the time, but that's a whole nother show.
The good news is that there's someone that cares to have a perception
yes.
about it, right? Like
the point of all that was this pre-COVID to post-COVID, like mental separation that's weird and something we didn't even really think of, you know?
Right. Let's see, Heiner, hope Pro Stock gets to race whenever racing happens. Do not know how long we will get to race. Yeah, simple as
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right? Let's Taylor look out for Team Bruno 3 at Indy. Yes. What's that been like? Bruno. On the team. Pro Stock is the best show, period. We got a lot of Pro Stock fans that watch WFO and listen to WFO. There it is. Love Pro Stock, of course. Let's see. Driver shift.
Yes.
Ready to eat and drive the bitch back. Yeah. That's
dude, that's happening at PDRA, too. All the junior kids do it. Kevin Rivenbark did it this weekend. It's so cool. Again, I know she didn't invent it, but I love that drag racing just spreads. It's like its own entity, no matter where it is and what it's doing, as we all have these cool connections like that.
Corey Savoie is getting out of there. He says, go Astros. Yeah, you bunch of cheaters. Whatever.
Yeah, hey, there's no room on the scoreboard for Hal.
So tell me about your PDRA experience before we get on out of here. You've been out there a couple
great.
Times.
You
How
know,
was
it's
it?
Tough. This race was rescheduled because it was supposed to be Michael Holcomb. I raced juniors with Michael.
Oh, really?
My whole life. Yep.
What's up, Mike?
I love him. It was, so we were supposed to be in Maryland and it was a different weekend and that got restricted. And so Tommy Franklin and Judy Franklin, obviously running VMP, they were able to open up a date there. So we were a week late and at a different track. And it was also a couple of days right after New York and a couple of states reissued 14-day quarantine situations.
Yes.
So we actually had the Carusos had to back out because he had to be back for work and just decided he couldn't leave if he wasn't going to be allowed to come back. So there was a couple of issues where the pro car count was a little bit low. But what's a little bit low to them is pretty normal for like a pro stock or a top fuel field anymore lately, like where it barely rounds it out. So I think that was the only negative thing. But considering the movement and all that, dude, the sportsman count the competition there, it's so crazy cool. It's almost like nothing happened. When we were talking with Brandon about the race day vibe, maybe it's because I'm new to PDRA, but it still had it. Maybe it's because fans aren't, no offense to this, I mean, no offense to it.
Statement
I work very hard
fact.
At their branding, but the fans aren't the biggest part of what happens there. It's more of the racer league. So not a lot has changed perceptionally when you're there, if you know what I mean. I think that's why it's succeeding right now.
I do. Racers want to race. If you've got all this money invested and all this stuff, you want to use it.
Yeah,
and,
get on the road.
And it's also a sport. I've been saying, you know, everybody's watched the show. No, I'm the most paranoid of everybody. With the masks, take care, be healthy, do the right thing, listen, comply, all that stuff. But I really genuinely believe that the drag racing community can do their thing and be safe. Because it's not a sport where there's a lot of, you're not in each other. The NFL, I think, is going to be really hard. Because those guys, like, exchange, you know, bodily fluids when they're tackling each other and stuff. It's going to be really hard. Drag racing,
it's very different than baseball.
We can do it. We can do it in drag racing.
Yeah, our households is our trailer. We're with our teammates. The drivers are alone.
The drivers are alone. That's exactly
alone.
Right. So I want us to do a good job trying it. And PDRA, people get out there, keep safe, be sane. It's great that you guys are doing a good job with that. I, of course, follow the results online, and it's been tough. I was going to go bracket racing tomorrow, but the hurricane has put the kibosh on the deal. Our race has already been canceled. So
2020 strikes again.
It's the worst. It is the worst. All right, Courtney, any final thoughts before we let you go? First of all, how's your sister doing? Everything great?
Yeah, she should be on her way here. She's coming to help me kind of go furniture shopping, and we're going to go spend a day at the lake and just hang out. And we're planning to travel like crazy here shortly. So we are slowly but surely enjoying the last few weeks of our, you know, quarantine freedom.
Right.
And, but yeah, she's doing good. She's so excited to be back out there. Like, she's a different person when she's racing. She's fine and happy and dandy, but she's just like a lighter spirit out there. And it was nice to see that side of her again. So I'm happy that she gets to race.
The Topeka race being postponed, that is another bummer, but I think it's not the end of the line. We're going to get some more of those down the road.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the internet at all today. I didn't even know about the John Force thing until 10 minutes before the show.
Oh, really?
Has anything else happened? Maple Grove is still...
Let's go to NHRA.com.
Yeah, because honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the next one, because there's talks of it with PDRA and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so I don't
see anything just yet.
Okay.
The Force statement and an interview with Leah in a fantastic lodge up there with Brian Loans, who, you know, keeping track of everybody. But no, next weekend, back in Indy. So you'll be there. It's going to be cool. And NHRA.TV, of course. And going again. So
I will be there. I'm very excited.
So this is what Randy Lynn pitched to me. This was kind of funny because Randy Lynn, you know, she's a super go-getter, right? And she's like, she wants to be like roaming the pits, like in between nitro sessions. Imagine, we're not doing this, people, not next week necessarily, but maybe at some point in the future. But she's like, fire up the WFO in between the nitro sessions, right? Or in between sessions, doesn't it? And Randy Lynn wants to go like pit to pit and bring people on the show. And she recruited.
I love it. I will assist 1,000%.
And she recruited you. She says, and just dragged you right into it. And I felt like you'd be cool with it, but
she already knows I'm in.
Yeah. So that is great. Let's see, Monica. Wouldn't be surprised if Maple Grove is no spectators. What is out? No spectators allowed at the events at the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and not having spectators. Look, you guys felt like it was a test. Because there weren't enough spectators. That's a big part of the NHRA. Glenn was right. That's part of our thing. The crowds around the trailers and the interaction with
it's
the fans.
It's literally our sales pitch.
It's our sales pitch. But to get through it, like, I didn't care about any of that watching at home. I didn't care. I was super thrilled. I had my drag racing. So it's about balance.
I sent you a couple selfies of me from the racetrack just to make it feel like you were there.
Yeah, exactly. And it did. And it's good. You see all your friends and they're having a good time. The competition was great. It was good racing. Two qualifying sessions is a little weird, but they should try.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with the feel of it too, because it just felt very, very rushed. And in what I do, not that anybody asked, but in what I do, that cut in half the amount of time that I have to get the things that I need. Nothing changed about what I have to get, but it got cut in half.
Right.
And that was brutal. awakening that first race.
The whole two sessions, like people are thinking like maybe something we do here might be a model for the future and maybe we'll adopt it. That's something that's definitely not working. The two sessions.
I don't think that it gives enough to each brand, each person, each athlete, each sponsor. It doesn't give enough shots. We're not on the track that long and it doesn't give enough shots. I could see maybe like a three banger in a day, like do a Friday where it's, you know,
I like that
morning, noon and a night session. And then it's still 2 day, but it's a 3 day or thing. I don't know, but two. And I've always been an advocate for it. You know, when we're tired, I'm like, man, a 2 day race, that'd be so bitching.
Yeah,
it is not bitching.
Right. Well, the 3 in 1 day would be interesting. You got to get 3 shots at the track. I just
have to. Yeah. Two is just because if you try something, you're toast.
Right. Yeah. And there's no trying. Now, it does seem to have opened up the field a little bit because the cream always rises. But there's got to be some middle ground. If you're going to do a 2 day show, do the 3 qualifying sessions and we'll get to that point. Courtney,
we did 3 at PDRA and it was a long day, but it was good.
Well, and the NHRA runs, that's the best thing. Everybody that comes to run NHRA says that the way they run the program, the schedule, the, like clockwork, everything goes off on time. So they could definitely, do it. That would be how to improve this situation a little bit. Courtney, thank you very much. The return
Thanks
of Happy Hour.
Me.
Everybody needs to know that as much as you guys were all complaining viciously to me about Happy Hour going away, Courtney Enders was your greatest advocate. She says, no, man, we got to keep doing this. Thank you for that, Courtney, because, you know, keeping the fans happy, the listeners happy and wanting to come back is the number one priority. And so for you to advocate.
Told you, they find me in the pits and say, we love you on WFO. And I'm like, what?
That did not happen. Did it really?
Sure. Yes, it's happened at least 3 or 4 times.
That's
like
awesome.
At the 2 races we've been at.
Well, you have been called the diamond in the rough, the best thing that's happened during COVID on this. So that's a big deal. There you go.
Well, thanks for letting me be a part of it. You know I love it.
Say hi to your sister, and I really appreciate enjoying a beverage with you. Thank you so much.
Good to see you, Joe.
Bye, Courtney. There she goes. Courtney Enders with us here on WFO Radio. Well, how about that, folks? Another happy hour in the books. And you got the Hammer was on there, and Jason Logan is working on his air conditioner. He's got I don't know what's going on. As soon as the air conditioner came up, it's like, why are you even doing this show, man? Why are you even doing this show? You got a broken air conditioner. And I am totally understanding his situation. Like, all right, everybody, now it's time for the pitch. Don't all go away at one time. But for instance, if you want a WFO Radio t-shirt or Erica Enders t-shirt, go to nitrofishracing.com and use that promo code WFO20. And what you're going to get, you're going to get 20% off. Why would you not do that? Go get a shirt right now. Order a shirt. Let's break it. Let's break that. Let's send Randy Lynn to the post office. Post office taking a little bit longer lately. I was in there. There was a line out the door. It was kind of strange. Who knows why? Final comments. Put them up in the comments section. We've had some really great shows lately, whether it be Jerron being on the show, showing off his incredible airbrush ability. That is all in the archive. Amazing stuff. Had a whole lot of fun. TJ Zizzo, Justin Ashley, all great stuff on the week. We've had a good time this week as well. Alan Reinhart. I don't even remember. Wednesday was just a blur. Encourage you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I've been posting some pretty cool photographs lately, trying to engage a little bit more. The podcast is really the deal. The audio for you podcast listeners. If you're listening on the podcast right now, we really appreciate you because this is what it is. We can't always do video, but when we do, we try to do as good a job as possible. YouTube, subscribe, click the bell. The channel is WFO Radio TV is the YouTube channel. WFO Radio TV, subscribe and click the bell. Also, big shout out to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. You can become a top alcohol funny car driver, super comp, super gas licenses. They were just out in Bandimere, and they completed a very successful couple days out there in Bandimere. It was great. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Blockhead CNC programs, motorsport, EFI tuning, they've got it all. They're approved to train veterans under the GI Bill. Really appreciate them. And got a new episode of Factory Stock Podcast. I've been reaching, they just changed the rules again. Ford guys be angry, to put it in a very straightforward term. They've slowed down the Fords again. And it depends on who you ask what they think. The Ford drivers, though, the scuttlebutt is that maybe some of the top superstar Ford Factory Stock Showdown racers may not choose to go through all the rules changes again. And so that's kind of the story we're chasing right now. So my goal for Factory Stock Podcast is to have a rules maker on the show to understand the methodology and why they changed the rule. Now, I don't need to be a genius to figure out why. Chris Holbrook went 176 mile per hour. Aaron Stanfield put about a car and a half on at the light and got his doors blown off. Does it have to do with Ford? Does it have to do with Chevy? It doesn't have to do with any of that. It has to do with four valves per cylinder versus a pushrod V8 and the technology gap between those two things. And it's a tough call. And I don't make those calls, but I would like to understand the methodology and what will happen. And I would say to the Ford guys, keep coming around, keep playing, because you're still winning races. And I know it's got to be a pain. It's spending money. Every time there's a rules change, here's what they got to change. They got to change the torque converter. There's from what I understand, every rules change for a car that wants to be cutting edge competitive is at least $10,000 to $15,000. So I get it. I get the annoyance. But we're going to track that story on Factory Stock Podcast. Also want to remind everybody that we did a new Hidden Horsepower with Total Seal. Ed Pink was the guest. And it was incredible because Ed's up there. He's in his 80s. And he's worked with A.J. Foyt. He's worked with Don Prudhomme. He's worked with Shirley Muldowney. His uncle started Pink's Hot Dogs in Los Angeles. Like, it's just an amazing life story of Ed Pink. We spoke with him for about an hour. And he just goes down these roads of engine projects and from sprint cars to sports cars to Busby's Porsches, which incidentally, when we had Kenny Youngblood on Happy Hour, Youngblood did the paint, Pink did the engines. Like, just amazing stuff. Check it out. Hidden Horsepower, Total Seal, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. All of that stuff. Well, this is it. The return of the Happy Hour show. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. It is now Friday. And it is over. Let's see your final comments. Like Jeff, the mayor of Illinois, says thank you very much. Thanks for the Factory Stock Showdown info. You can subscribe to Factory Stock Podcast. You'll hit everything. It's one of those situations where you can understand the position of everybody involved. If you're NHRA, you want close competition, so you want to level the playing field as best as you can. If you're a Ford team, you're definitely annoyed that you have to continuously keep changing your cars. And at what point do you just decide enough is enough? Like, how many times have we had to change our cars now? Like, there's work behind every time. Who can do that? So I understand it. If you're a Chevrolet team, what did you do? You're just trying your best. WFO. Monica, thank you very much. Bobby Graham doesn't care about me. He just cares about Courtney, which I understand the way it goes. I'm no rookie here. I know what's up. And thank you all. Hey, really appreciate all you WFO radio listeners. Yes, Happy Hour's back for this week. I did speak with John Force. John Force said after the announcement, he's going to take care of some stuff. He's going to do some things, et cetera, and so on. But did reiterate to me in our conversation that at some point soon, Happy Hour, we will have John Force. Also, hey, if you want something for free, Castello.media/WFO Radio stickers, and I will send you some stickers. P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. And I'll load you up with some new school and old school WFO radio stickers so you can put on your Top Fuel dragster. Simple as that. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Really appreciate you. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Wear the mask. Do what you got to do to keep us going. Keep us going. Thank you so much. See you next week on WFO.
WFO!
This is WFO Radio.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
You're working in the shop, you've got spills, you've spilled oil, it's everywhere, what are you going to do? I know what you're going to do, but that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to go to MagicDryUS.com and order the official organic absorbent of the National Hot Rod Association, Magic Dry. It's lighter, it absorbs more, it's better for the environment. It's made out of coconut. It's made in America. MagicDryUS.com. They've got spill kits that include everything you need for a regular, normal household spill, all the way up to a large industrial spill. We always say, if you've got a cat, get CatSpot. If you've got a shop, if you've got a factory, if you've got a spill, call Magic Dry. That's MagicDryUS.com. Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to top alcohol. They can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport EFI tuning and an Associate's of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
Holley has been the undisputed leader in fuel systems for over 115 years. Holley carburetors powered every Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series team and nearly every NHRA Pro Stock champion for four decades. Now, Holley EFI products power these cars and are dominating the performance world. As a single solution or partnered with products from other Holley brands, they can give you the edge you need over the competition. Holley.com. Hey, engine builders, Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com. We're talking gourmet coffee, we're talking hot sauces, we're talking spice rubs, we're talking everything good at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, been doing it since the 70s, figured out that life is better with great coffee, and oh, he's so right. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. He'll roast up some coffee fresh for you. Throw in some hot sauce, some spice rub, and you will be loving it. Hit them up, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Hey, WFO Universe. Want to hear your favorite interviews before anyone else? I'm talking VIP access. Want to get right to the interviews? Go to patreon.com/WFO Radio. Get special VIP content, early access to interviews, and get straight to the interviews on patreon.com/WFO Radio. That's patreon.com/WFO Radio. Become a patron, become a WFO VIP.
This is WFO Radio.